In this bulletin, new indoor social distancing rules for events of less than 100 people. Labor supports the banking sector's offer of six-month payment deferrals for small business loans. And in sport, the Olympic flame is passed on to organisers of this year's Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. An 81-year-old New South Wales woman has died after becoming unwell with coronavirus as the state reaches 382 positive cases. The death toll in Australia stands at 7 people, and there are more than 700 cases of COVID-19 nationally after a substantial increase in New South Wales. The state's health minister is urging people attending church services to practice social distancing. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says several cases have also emerged from a Church of Christ service held in Ryde this month.
I can confirm that we have contacted all of the close contacts of the confirmed cases that attended that service. But given the fact that in such a big service of around 300 people, it's hard to absolutely exclude who's contacted who. We are wanting to put the whole group of people that attended that service on notice.
And former union boss Greg Combey has been appointed as an advisor to the federal government to assist with the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is asking Australians to reconsider their need for unnecessary travel because of the rise in coronavirus cases. New rules on indoor gatherings involving less than 100 participants now apply, where there must be a 4 square metre distance kept between people in a room. The federal government has also announced $444 million funding to support the aged care sector, with older residents being advised to avoid public contact. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the country can defeat COVID-19 by slowing down its spread.
If you're looking after your behaviour, you're saving lives. You're helping other people who are more vulnerable. In many cases, for the young and the healthy, it is true that the majority of cases, 8 out of 10, people only have a mild illness. But if younger people in particular, and those more generally in the community, follows these rules, it won't be your life you're saving because you'll be fine, you'll be healthy. But by you doing the right thing, you'll be saving the life of someone who is more vulnerable.
Australia's travel ban for non-citizen and non-resident arrivals begins tonight at 9 o'clock. Travel is also being restricted to remote Indigenous communities to prevent further infections. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, is emphasising the importance of travellers self-isolating when they come home. There have been reports of some people not complying with the self-isolation requirements.
This issue of quarantining when you come home is serious. This is not an advisory. This is your civic duty to your fellow Australians to stay home for that entire 14 days if you've come back to Australia. No exceptions. And if you see anyone who is not abiding by that, a recent traveller, make sure they do.
Professor Murphy says it's unlikely that someone who recovers from COVID-19 can contract it for a second time. Education ministers have decided the annual national school testing for students won't be held in May. As teachers respond to the demands of COVID-19, the NAPLAN test won't proceed to allow school leaders to focus on the well-being of children and potential online or remote learning options. The Migrant Workers Centre is pushing for the federal government to offer income support for temporary migrant workers facing job uncertainty. Temporary visa holders typically have casual and insecure work arrangements, but the centre says they work in crucial roles which keep the community functioning. There are also fears Australia's farmers who rely on foreign workers could struggle once the country's borders are closed tonight, blocking seasonal staff from entering. And the Migration Council of Australia's Carla Wiltshire is worried that temporary visa holders are also vulnerable to job losses, and many are not eligible for Centrelink payments.
Obviously, these are extraordinary times, and I do think we need to look at emergency and crisis payments and emergency and crisis support to people who are on temporary visas, who have lost their jobs, or who are at prospect of losing their jobs. We need to touch base early.
In other news, four men have been killed in India over the rape and murder of a young student on a bus in New Delhi. The men were executed with police on hand to manage crowds preparing to celebrate their hangings. The crime occurred in 2012 when the men tricked the 23-year-old into boarding a bus after she'd been in a cinema. The attack sparked global outrage and protests against violence and sexual assaults. The Olympic flame has been handed over to the organisers of the Tokyo Games in a bare-bones version of the usual elaborate ceremony due to the coronavirus pandemic. The 80,000-seat stadium in Athens was empty, apart from a handful of officials and participants. The Japanese delegation was absent because of the coronavirus travel restrictions. The International Olympic Committee says it remains fully committed to the Tokyo Games, beginning as planned on the 24th of July. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 31. Adelaide, much the same, 22. Melbourne, a cloudy day, 19. Hobart, possible late shower, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny and 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, sunny and 32. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.